Okay, today is Daf Samach. We're on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. And today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Death. So, Ilu Nishmas David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim. Okay, so we're up to Hahi Chavita. Hahi Chavita, the Chamra. There was a barrel of wine. The Ishtakal Labarza. And the spout fell off. The whole machlokas we've shown him, what kind of, what, is the spout part of the barrel? Is it extra from the barrel? It'll make a difference.
They have they explain how they work, you put a stopper on the top?
No. No, there's not
a
spout.
In the barrel,
right, so they could turn it on and turn it off, right, yeah, yeah. Anyway, it broke off. So because it broke off, the wine's spilling out. So, Idri means he jumped. Where am I? I'm sorry, a guy came along, Idri, he jumped. That's what Rashi says it means. Doesn't say it here, it says it later in the Daf. Oh, Idri, kapat, he jumped. Anach yadei iluvei, sticks his finger in, to stop the flow. Okay? Amar, what? Exactly. Amar of Papa, so our Papa says, kol delahavi barza chamra osir. Now apparently, it must be that there was some wine that was in the barza area that's not in the rest of the barrel. I'm not exactly sure the theist of this. But
so
if Pop
spin it like this and broke it off and stick the finger into the spigot.
Oh. So or Papa said that wine in the spigot, that's usher. Dashar the induch shari. The rest of it's mutter. Says Rashi. Look at Rashi on Bob Nun Testament base. Kilua hasamuch lenekev, the flow right near the hole, that's asa, bishtia. That you're not allowed to drink. Below bahana, not asa bahana, shari ain kan shiksuk, it's impossible for the guy to shake the wine for preparation for his avodah zarah. Why? Because that's not, given the fact of this case, it's not feasible. Shanekev tsar, because the hole is very narrow, v'ena yachol asase, he cannot do that shaking, which Rashi always requires. Drinking, that you can't do. Okay? You should just know that the Rosh and the Ravid that explain that it's even after Bahana. Why? The Rosh says, because at the end of the day, all the wine's coming out of this hole. There's no other way to get the wine out. The wine's going to be coming out of this hole. So it's as if the guy touched the entire barrel, and therefore the entire barrel's after Bahana. Now we asked before. We're gonna say in a few minutes. Why is that true? We have a rule that when you do it, when you're busy, when you're doing your job, you don't focus on other things. So he's very busy here, keeping the hole from plugging up the hole. Why is he usher? Why is he with kochesh that maybe he's making it for a avodah zarah? So he answers that. The Ravid answers, there were other Jews hanging around over there. Wasn't the only person. Since there were other Jews there, he did a favor. I'll do it.
What?
Right, he just jumped, right? Therefore, he wasn't so torrid. Someone else there, in case he has to leave. So therefore, right, wasn't such an emergency. So therefore, we're afraid. Talk to my colleague, Rashi, and the other Rishonim regarding Hana. Drinking, everyone agrees. But the Id of Shari, right? Rashi said, "V'iduch shari af b'shtia." The rest of the wine in the barrel you could drink. Dikas savar tzedodin lav chibor le'eser kol hayayin. The rest of the wine in the barrel is not connected. You hear this? Not connected to the part of the barrel.
We're not connected to the entire barrel.
That is, in other words, the rest of the barrel is not connected to that part of the barrel that's next to the hole. That's what Rashi says, right? However, v'let hilchas hakavat say, we don't hold like that.
It's a different unit.
Right. The Rosh says, how could that be possible? How could that be? It's just davar tema, that you can distinguish between liquids in a barrel. That liquid's good, that liquid's not good. It's solid, you can do that. Right? You can do that with a solid. You have a huge barrel of mustard seeds. Tiny little sunflower seed. Right? And all the way in the bottom little hole, the guy touches it in the bottom of the tummy or whatever. That acids every single seed, that would say no. But by liquid, says the Rosh, how can Rashi say that? Right? It's not really Rashi, it's really Rapapa. Right? Right? That's one of the reasons, by the way, that the rest of the barrel is not mutter b'shtia, says the Rosh. It's only mutter b'hana. Can you drink that? How are you distinguishing? Rashi says, that's what Kasha and Rashi. Rashi says, I'm mutter af b'shtia. You can't even drink that.
Yeah, well, the
Rosh says
it's already
out there,
but,
the first one's out there, right? So Rashi's very difficult. Rashi is impossible. Why should? How can you distinguish between one part of a barrel and part of a barrel when it comes to liquids? How could you do that? Right?
I have no answer.
No answer to that. The Rosh says, of course you can't drink it. That's not about enough. Right? So you sell the whole barrel and you deduct 2 cents for the area right near the hole. Fine. That you can't have enough from. Fine. So let's continue reading Rashi. Rashi says, well, let's tell us what the Kabbalah say. We don't hold like this. The Hamuki Rav Yemar Milsei Rav Papa Ketanoi, because we're going to say in a few minutes that Rav Papa's din is really a Machlokas Tanayim. The Kimle Rav Papa Rav Yehuda Diyachida, and Rav Papa is going to hold like Rav Yehuda, who's a Daf Yachid, the Yachid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim, and we don't hold like a Daf Yachid. V'Rabbanon Pligi Ale, the Rabbanon argue on that. V'Amri Ben Mitzideh Ben Mipiha Tameya the Chulin Kibur. The whole thing's connected. The whole thing's connected. Says Rashi, we don't hold like this. So if you look at Amud Beis, on the last Tosfos, the gigantic one, see where it says the word Amar? See where it says Amar Rav Papa, the word Amar in the Nun Tes Amud Beis? Yeah, we just did it. Amar Rav Papa, you see where it says the word Amar? Take the word Amar and take your finger all the way down till it says the word, it's right under the word Amar, it says the word Pasak. You see it? It's like 10 lines down, right under the word Amar. See where it says Pasak? Pasak Pekuntris, Rashi says, let's fill up with the girl of Papa, with a whole lack of Papa, right? Why not? The Kim led Kirby Huzu the Hidahu, because he holds like a Das Yachid, Valacha Grabim, is Valacha Grabim, the Lo Mifligi, Bain Pia, Mishala, listen there. We don't make a difference in top, side, front, bottom, we're going to have in a few minutes. Bain, Tom, lifts up there. Says Tosuk, that's not a reason. Not to hold the papa. What? Because he's a daf yachid. It's not a reason, right? The kama duchti paskidim ki yachid legad rabin. He has to go over shot. The paskid like a yachid over a rabin. So he goes to try to explain why do we sometimes paskid like a yachid over a rabin. Fascinating issue. Sometimes we do this. Sometimes we do. Many times we do. Says Rashi, all of a sudden, now, no, by the way, we can't paskid like this. This is a daf yachid. So one of the things, right? So the Tosu says, what kind of reason is that? All the time we paskid like a daf yachid. So Tosu says sometimes, just because it's a Das Yachid in the Mishnayot, but what goes on in Shas? Right? In other words, just because we're going to have Machlokas now, in fact, it's full Yom between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda's Das Yachid. Says Tosu, so what? Over the Chacham. Pass like everybody over the Chacham many times. Many times. Pass like Rabbi Meir, pass like Rabbi Shimon, all the time. Yeah, but that's what Tosu says. What? Rashi jumps, Halacha Karabim. All of a sudden, comes up with this cloud. Yeah, it is a cloud in Gemara. Says Tosfos, we don't hold from it. So why don't we hold from it? The Tosfos, one of the things Tosfos says is just because it's a Das Yachid and a Mishnayot, that doesn't mean we can't hold like that. What did Amoraim have to say about it? The Amoraim now dissected the Brises and the Mishnayot. So they had a Das Yachid. What did they do with it? Did they only explain the Das Yachid? Did they all hold the Das Yachid? Just because one sheet is in a Mishnayot doesn't mean all Amoraim didn't agree with it. See, here we have a Papa over here. Rapapa over here agrees with Yehuda. Well, what about Rapapa's colleague? That's not a reason. It could very well be, just because that's one of the things, just because that's the other in the Mishnayot, doesn't mean that that doesn't carry the day later in the Gemara. Doesn't mean that. Very interesting. That's really a side point. Anyway, back to the top line of Rashi. Vika da Amri, others say, no, just the opposite. Amri Rapapa, Ad Habarza Chamra Asir. From the top of the barrel up to the spout, all that wine is usher. The idach shari. But the rest of the wine is mutter. You hear this? Right? And the ra'ah said, this is really a chumrah, right? They were very, very masna by yayin. Okay. That's an alternative sheet. Again, according to Rashi, how do you distinguish different wines in the same barrel? Right? So the difference could be Hanok. Rashi threw in drinking, made it impossible to understand. Okay?
Amar of Yemar, Kitanoi, this is really a machlokas tanoi. What's the machlokas? Chavit shenikva, if a barrel got a hole in it, bein mipiha, whether it's on top, bein mishuleha, whether it's on the bottom, bein mitzideha, or whether it's on the side. Now, I'm not sure what that means on the side. It means on the side of the barrel that got a hole. So v'naga bo tful yom, and a tful yom touches it. A tful yom is somebody who is he's not tahar. He already went to the mikvah. He's only waiting for nightfall. Why we pick such a guy to talk about this case is because it comes from Yosef's tful yom. Happens to be such a guy. I think halacha would be different, the same to anybody who's coming. Touch it on the top, right? Anywhere he touched it. Other Rishonim say that we're more mikvah with a tful yom. When for somebody else, we trave up the whole barrel. He's a tful yom. He's already halfway tar, right?
What?
He's just waiting. So the halacha is that he's not on the touch things, that now he'll make things tummy. But we're very mikvah with it, with the things he makes tummy. So, what? No. Anything, right. So, Tameya. So many say that the word Tameya here is misleading. Not Tameya. The only thing he could touch is Truma. Right? But that won't have the ability to make anything else Tameya. So really it's just a puzzle. Okay. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says not so fast. Mi piha umishuleha Tameya. If he touched it on the top, or he touched on the bottom, then you're right. Then I say it's tar. Mitzideha, tahor mikan umikan. But if it's mitzideha, if he touches it on the side, then I say, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's tar. Look at Rashi. It's right here. Nikva mitziha. Right? If you touch it on the top or the bottom, why does it become tummy? Why does the whole barrel become tummy? Ho, so the top. Ho, the chol hayayin shal masa nasa bosses le'elyon havechibor. Since the whole thing is being supported, the whole thing is connected. Umishuleha nami, the bottom also. Ho, the chol hayayin nimshach acharinekev havechibor. The whole wine's on top of you. So you have the holes on the bottom, everything on top is all connected. Aval nekev mitzideha tahor mikan umikan. But if it's a hole on the side, why should the whole barrel be also? Why should the contents all be usher? Kira papa. That's just like a papa. Rabbanon, less lahu der papa. They don't hold like a papa. Hilkach, listen to this. Rashi says it again. Less hilkach the kavate. We don't hold like a papa. We don't hold like a Yehuda. The kulu usher b'shtia umoter bahana. The whole thing is usher, right? Umoter bahana, yes. Okay. So what do you see? It's a machlokes tanoim. Amar of papa. Ovid kochavim. Adna, if a guy's got a big barrel, the Yisrael Akuba Chamra, and a guy and a Jew is holding a cup, and the guy is pouring from the barrel into the cup, Asur. The contents of the cup are Asur. My time of why? Ki ka'asi mikoach ove kochavim ka'asi. Because when the wine is being poured out, it's being poured out by the koach of the guy. So therefore, that's a yayin that's a problem. Look at Rashi. Chamra asr, bahana. Asr bahana. The hainu nami yayin shemazgu over kachavim. No different than we said yesterday when a guy dilutes the wine, right? The kochahu, and it's his koach, vasrana lei misham leich amrin. It's asr because we say, get away from here. In other words, it's a gzera. Get away from here, it's all asr. No, Rashi says, Asr Bahana. If it's Asr Bahana, it's Peshur Asr, right? Peshur Asr Bishtiyah, right? The Ritva argues, and the Ritva says, no, it's Mutter Bahana. You know why? Because it's his job to pour. He's a waiter, and therefore he's very focused on his job. He's not going to make it into a libation for an idol, right? Therefore, it's only Asr Bishtiyah. Interesting.
No,
okay, so now Rashi's saying we're even more machmir over here. So the Rav says we're not. Ask the Ran, can I ask the Ban question?
What's the chiddush of this statement from Rav Papa? That if a guy pours wine and it goes into your cup, it's asur. Isn't that the aleph beis of Yayin Esa?
Yeah.
What's Rav Papa say? Big chiddush. What's the chiddush? What? What do you mean? He's holding onto a barrel of wine, pouring wine for you.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. What's the difference? So he comes up with a, in order to, such a good question. So the Rana has a whole complicated case that you're holding, he says that, the Jew is holding on to the cup that's standing on the ground. In other words, there's no way the guy could pour the wine if the Jew wasn't helping him. The Jew's holding the other cup in such a way that he's helping the guy be able to pour it. So I would have thought it's not really now the koach of the guy. It's really both of them. And then maybe it should be mutter. Kamashra, it's not mutter. That's what the Rav said. So you have to find one crazy case where the guy needs the Jew there. Okay? What about the... Now, what? The kash is better than the terror. The kash was not the chiddush. Terror is no. It's not your case where the Jews, they're also helping. Somehow the Jews helping. He's facilitating it. I would have thought maybe the halacha is different. What about the wine still in the barrel? So the guy pours you a cup. What about the rest of the wine in the barrel? Is that us, sir? We're turning everything in the Yayin Esa on its head. Because, of course, at first blush... Of course it's also.
Yeah.
What's the Shaila? Right?
No.
The Machlokas Rishonim. The Tosa says the Yayin still in the barrel is Mutter. Right? Because we did. Rahana. Maybe even for drinking. So there's a special Deira by pouring that the only Asim what came out, not what's still in. And the Ran says.
The barrel stationary?
What?
The barrel stationary?
Yeah, maybe.
So
but the Ram says it's all, what do you mean? It's all, the whole thing's connected. One, it's liquid, it's all connected. How could you distinguish?
No bottle of wine. You
right.
Bottle's
no
good.
No difference. So maybe we don't like that tells us. Okay, now, the other way around. Yisrael Adana of the Chavim Akuva. What if the other way around? What if the Jew's pouring and the guy's holding the cup? So then, Chamer Shari. The wine would be mutter, but the imitadid to do they usher. But if the guy shakes the cup, it's usher. Because by shaking the cup, he's making it into a avodah zarah. Amar Papa. Next,
what?
If I'm pouring the wine into the cup of the guy's holding the cup over there.
Right.
So that's not usher.
But the cup is
the content of the cup.
Why?
Because we assume the guy didn't touch it. He's just holding it. He didn't touch it. Once he moved the cup, now already he shook it, and he made it for a bodhisattva, and therefore it's asur. The premise is that we're machmir, but in the Gemara's world, there's something wrong with touching the wine. You can't shake the wine. It's like muksa. Like touch a car and drive it? Yeah. Can you move a car? No. You can touch it. Same thing with the gut. We're machmir. We don't have to touch it anyway. But in the real world, it has to be that to shake it. So Rashi keeps saying, now the asin is anyway for drinking, even if they didn't shake it. The only question was hana. Like we just said, the case is a hole. Put this finger in the hole. Can't shake it. Therefore Rashi said you can drink it. Therefore Rashi says mutar b'hana. Drinking will very machmir. Same idea over here. But today we don't go for this anyway. Today we don't go for this today. Because just what's the whole chashash? The whole chashash is they made it into an avodah zarah. They only did that by shaking it. They didn't, just touching it didn't do anything. They had to shake it. So, again, if they touched it, we wouldn't drink it. We could still have enough from it.
But they're shaking it in my house, and they're shaking it because their finger moves.
Right.
And that's the avodah zarah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There's no avodah zarah in my house.
So we're going to get to that later. The avodah zarah has to be in the room. We're going to get to that. There's a whole other paragraph about it. Like, Yayin Esa. Can the guy worship the avodah zarah if the avodah zarah is not in the room? Right? I'm by the Jew, I'm helping him, you know, wash his car. He brings me a cup of wine.
In these cases, you're somewhere.
I know,
you're
I know.
Yourself,
I know.
Here,
I
know.
I know. It's all no good.
Right,
we gotta move, Amar Papa. Hi, Obikachavim to have the Dari Zika. A guy is carrying a, how do they translate this? A sack?
A leather flask.
The Dari Zika. Vika Azel. He has a leather flask. full of wine. Vikazl is going on the way. The Vikazl Yisrael Achore, and the Jews watching him. So Malya, if the flask is full, Shari, then it's Mutter. Why? Because nobody opens leather flasks when they're walking, because it's all going to spill. Therefore, it's Mutter. But Dulo Mekarshkesh, no one's going to shake that. It's going to spill. Chaseira, but if it's Chaseira, exactly, Chaseira, but if it's lacking, Usher. Why? Dilma Mekashkash, even though the Jew's watching him. Kuva, Malia, Kuva, what about a cup? Or a jug, not made out of leather? So just other, that is the exact opposite now. Malia, Usher. If it's full, it's Usher. Why? Dilma Nava, maybe he touched it. Why? Because if it's a flask, if it's a jug, if you just take off the cover, and you can even touch the rim. So if it's full, you're right by the rim. That's Usher. But chasei rishari. But if it's lacking, it's mutter. You know why? Delo naga. You didn't touch it. Look at Rashi, first wide line. The ein kishkash bekli pasuach. You don't shake it with an open bottle. Ah, fagaf tashi dari la efshar below kishkash ma'at. But if you're carrying it, it's definitely going to shake, right? Kivin delo nischale bekishkashusei. You're not happy about that shaking. You know why? Delma mischapech. Maybe it's going to spill. Havalei koko shol bekavana umutter. That's mutter. You don't intend for that to happen. Abel Zika, but by the flask, have a kirshkash, the domo shisek, the have a netzek. It's all going to be usher. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, no, Zika, if it's a flask, bein malia, bein chasera, sharif, all mutter, my taima, ein derech nisuch bekach. It's not the normal way to do nisuch. Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say why it's not the normal way to do nisuch. Why is it not the normal way to do nisuch? So Tosa says, nobody, you don't shake wine for a Vodazara while you're walking, while you're traveling. You don't do that. That's Tosa. The Ramban says that you don't shake wine, you don't see. You can't. Nobody would do that. The Rilu Mil says they would never shake wine in a kli. They would shake the wine itself. So therefore, all these reasons, it's okay. Ma'atra Zaira. What's Ma'atra Zaira? Ma'atra Zaira is a wine press. It's a wine press where we had the other day where they would trample the wine with their feet. Here, there is no trampling wine with their feet. The whole thing is done with machinery. They had a board. So I have a picture of it in the art school with this big screw. And they would press it down. There's no feet over here. So the whole thing is your koach. Or koach. Right, you're turning on some mechanism which sets something else in motion, and that crushes the grapes. So that's not really your koach, that's koach. Right? So if such a thing, Rapapi Shari, Rapapa said that's mutter, Ravashi Vitema, Shimi Barashi Asr. Bikoho, if the guy's actually using his koach, Kuliamalo Pligi Dasr. Everybody holds a tusser. Ki Pligi, what do they argue? The koach koho, or it's a secondary stage. Right? A secondary stage. For a second. Secondary stage, right?
It's where it's
right. He's pressing down the board by himself, as opposed to I'm going to turn this screw and that's going to release a board. That's koach koho. What are you doing? All you did was release a screw. All you did was loosen something. That full makes the board full. You didn't make the board full. You didn't press the board. You released the screw. It's one step removed. Koch kocho, keep pleading for koch kocho. That's the machlokes. Ikadamri koch kocho. Ikadamri. Other side of the way around. No. Koch kocho. Kuliyam lo pligi deshari. That everyone agrees is mutter. Keep pleading for kocho. For kocho. Other thing about kocho. How the over there was a story for koch kocho. There was a koch kocho case. The author of Yaakov ben Harpa code. And your Yaakov from the Harpa code after this. Okay. Oh, it's a huge shiloh. It's a huge shiloh. That comes up by a master.
Oh, right.
Right? By the master. It has to be, it's turning on a switch, considered koach.
Well, it is. You can't,
the machine won't go on without you turning on that switch. True. However, yeah. It's turning on a switch, mamash, that you, mamash, big master. Hard to say that. Anyone can turn it on. Go on by itself. Put a timer. It'll go on by itself. Yeah. It wouldn't have happened without you turning it on. Is that your koach? Some say, yeah. Yeah, it's not going to speak without it. Others say, it's a little, it's, yeah, you're a koach. What?
If you set a timer,
it's more than one step removed over there. It's a lot of steps removed.
If you set a timer, your koyach has to.
It's even more removed.
All right.
It's called a grumma.
Right.
I didn't bake the matzah. I got the wheels in motion that it should be baked.
Right.
I didn't do it.
Right.
It's a big machloket. Hahu chavita, there was a barrel. Listen to this story. The ifka'a, it broke. It broke lengthwise. That didn't break. Starting to crack. Like, you know how, you know, in the movies, it's like starting to leak out. The afke, the orke, lengthwise. Idrei hahu obikacham, the guy comes and he jumps, same word, he jumps. Chavke, and he's hugging the barrel. Why is he hugging the barrel? To prevent it from exploding. Right? So he's hugging the barrel to prevent it from exploding. Sharye Rafram Bar Papa Vitam Ravuna Braid of Yeshua was Vune over the Khaban. So they mastered it. They mastered selling it to a guy. Why? Look at Rashi. It's the third wide line on top over there. The Halo Sifne. They didn't do it in Sifne. The Filu should care about Hachatzar and Zulazu, even if he put the two ends together by hugging it. And he's touching the wine by touching the two halves of the barrel which are breaking. That's not the same thing as touching a barrel with a reed. There, you move the wine with the reed. There is no sit at all. Right? Interesting Rashi. Okay, next. Bahani meal is the pakal arfa. That's only true if it broke lengthwise. Abalakusya, but if it broke widthwise, meaning the barrel's breaking in half horizontally, so what are you doing? I feel a bishtiya shari. You can even drink that. Why? My time of why? My silvena to others. All you are is one big fat brick. What are you doing? You're trying to get the barrel not to break horizontally. How do you do that? You sit on top of it. You didn't touch anyone coming to wine at all. You could go on top of it, you could put a big stone on, you could put a brick, you could put a 1,000 pounds of books, whatever you want, just to get it, just to stop it from breaking. So that's not even a mite of touching the wine. All that you can even drink. This Gemara, I don't know what it's doing here, it's going to lead into the Mishnah. There's a guy who's standing by your wine press. You come out, you see the guy by the wine press. Now, no, Rashi says there's no wine there. Amar Ravashi, if there's enough wine there, that if someone touches the wine, they could then make something else wet. There's enough wine there that by touching it, you could then make something else wet. That's the INSF problem. We're afraid that so much wine there, so much residue, there's not real wine there. There isn't barrels of empty wine. What? Moisture, exactly. So if there's enough of it that a guy could have touched it and then touched something else, therefore there's a problem of Yayin Ezef, boy Hadacha, or boy Nigov. You have to do Hadacha and Nigov. Not only do you have to wash out your whole, we're afraid that the whole thing is now Yayin Ezef. Why? The guy changed up the whole thing. You have to wash it out, you have to put ashes and burn it out, you know, basically clean it out. If not, it's enough just to clean it out. You don't have to burn it out. Why? Because it really is not really a genuine INSF problem. There wasn't enough wine to make it into the INSF. Therefore, it is mutter. Not mutter, you have to just clean it out. Okay, next Mishnah. Ovi kochavim, shenimsa omeid, b'tzad ha-bor shal yayin. Right? There's a guy by your wine trap. Now, the Me'iri says, there's no Jew there. There's no Jew there. You drive by, you see a guy standing in your neighbor's wine press. You call him up later, you call him on a cell phone, he's at work. By the way, there's a guy in your yard. There's a guy in your yard hanging out by your wine press. Right? So, now, did he touch anything? We have no idea. So, in, what?
Here's our problem.
Right, but we're not going to get to those problems yet. That's a different issue. In Yeshlo Milva Alav, If you owe the guy money, usher. All the wine's usher. Why? The Gemara will say why in a minute. Ain't lo milva alav. If you don't owe the guy any money, what's he doing in your yard? Snooping around. Usher. Mutter. Then the wine is mutter. We're going to explain Because if the guy owes you, if you owe the guy money, right? So first of all, it's a world where the guy are afraid of being called a goslin, they're going to go to jail, and they're afraid of ruining your stuff. They know that if they touch your wine, they're going to ruin it. But if you owe the guy money, not afraid. What do you mean? I chased it up? So give me the wine. He owes me $1,000. So give me the wine. I touched it. $1,000 worth of wine. Let me have it. That it's going to become awesome. But if he doesn't, if you don't owe him money, what's he doing in your property? He's going to trade up the wine. He'll be taken to court for that. He won't touch it. That's the Gemara's thinking. Don't we have to? Nafa labar v'ala v'ala. If he falls into the pit, the guy falls in, and then he comes out. No question, he touched the wine. Did he intend? He fell in. It was an accident. He fell. He was the only one who could get out of there. Or medido bakana, or he touches it with a stick. Look at Rashi. Medido bakana. Afal daftin is chavein, even though he intends to touch it, but hol davar acher is chavein. He's touching it for a different purpose. What is he touching it for? Maybe he wants to see what the color is, he wants to see the texture, move it around. He's measuring it. And also it's not in the real Nagiya, Ella Al Yadei HaKana. It's with the stick. He whacked a bug with the stick into the wine, right? There's a bug on there. Oh, or Shayamatsiah Al Pichavis Mirusachas, or he's just touching the wine to get the heat or the dregs or for the foam to come out. That's what he's doing. B'chol elu ha'yamaisa, all that happened once. All those are real stories. The amru yimacher, and they said you can sell it. Why? Why? Because none of this touching was on purpose. All for other reasons. Drinking it, absolutely not. Hana, yes. Rav Shimon matir. Rav Shimon said it's even mutter b'hana. Even mutter b'hana. Right? I'm sorry. Even to drink. Rav Shimon said what? Even drinking, right? I'm sorry. Even drinking. Listen to this one. Not the lesa chavis v'zarka bechamato labar. If a guy took a barrel of wine and he's holding the barrel, he's furious. He takes the barrel, he throws it into your bar. Zeha yamaisa v'chshiro. This was a story once, and they mastered it. Says Rashi, af l'shtia, even to drink it. Why? Why could you drink it? He took a barrel of wine. He's got a bottle of Yayin Netzach wine. He's angry at you, throws it at you. It lands into the pit, your pit, smashes, and all his wine is in your bar. Says Rashi, it's mutter af l'shtia. Why? Right? The Rambam says, of course you can't drink that wine. Of course you can't drink it. Everything else in the Mishnah you couldn't drink. Only Rav Shimon says you could drink. Right? Why mutter l'shtia? Rashi says, even l'shtia. Why? The assumption is, that's not even like it's even touched. Why? Because the only reason he touched it was because he was angry at you. Okay? So, says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says that V'hushiyesh lo milva al osa yayin. Not only does you owe the guy money. You owe the guy money because of wine. You owe the guy wine. So he's not afraid to come and demand his wine. Amar Ravashi, Mashmita Nami Deka. We even have a Mishnah, a Braisa, that supports that. Ditnan. Listen to this. It's a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? It's tomorrow's Dan. Hametar Yayin Shel Avdei Kochavim. If the guy, you're buying grapes from the guy, and you're going to make it into wine, and you have a deal with the guy, but you're going to pay him when you get paid. Okay? So, no, it's no problem. Hametar Yayin Shel Avdei Kochavim. And you leave the wine in his rishus, and Rashi says, you have a key, so he can't touch it. And you write an agreement with him. His kabbalti v'mchamos. Right? One minute. And the guy says, you know what? His kabbalti v'mchamos. I will let you have the wine. I'll let you take it out of my property, even though you didn't pay me yet. Why? Because I trust you. So now where is it? I took it out of the property. That's mutter. Avil im yirte yisrael otzio ben manicha chitil omoto. But if the Jew wants to take the wine out and the guy says, pay me first. Right? Pay me first. Then you know what? Zehal yamaita beit sha'an v'asru. They offered that. Taima. Why they offer it? The ein menicho, because he had no permission. Hamenicho, what if he did have permission? Shari, then it would be mutter. Shmamina, milva, also the ayin be'in shmamina. We're talking about that very wine. That very wine, the guy has the right to touch it. So if the guy touches it, the wine becomes usher. Next, listen to this. Listen to this next Gemara. Nafa la barva Allah, what did we say? We said a guy fell into a pit, and he comes out. The wine is usher to drink, mutter bahana. Amr of Papa, lo shanu el sha'ala maze. He died in there. The guy died in there. So the guy comes out of the, he's dead. Right? What? That's a machlokis rishonim. Machlokis rishonim. The ra'ah says that he died. Either he died or he's all, you know, disoriented. It doesn't mean he mamish died. You know why it doesn't mean he mamish died? What? Guy? Guy? No. What? Right. The Taz says no. Mom is dead. Dead means dead. The Bryce says dead. The Papa says dead. Lo shalom shalom me. Avol olachai usher. She comes out alive. It's kosher usher. My time. Amar Papa. The dummy olach yom edom. He's so excited. He got saved. He's so happy. He got saved. He made it into a yantar for himself. Kiyom edom. He made it into a yantar. Of course, he's going to become yayin etza. Says the Chasam Sofer. If he's dead. What do you mean Allah took him out? He could stay in there. He's dead. Right? What does the Mishnah say? Nafala bar v'Allah. If he fell into the pit and he took him out and he came out, Torah Papa said he's dead. What does the Ra'ah say? That doesn't mean he's dead. It means he's disoriented, he's unconscious, he doesn't have his old faculties. Says the Taz, no, his mom's dead. Says the Chasam Sofer, if he's dead, why are you taking him out? I understand you wouldn't want to drink wine that's been sitting with a mace for a while, but that doesn't have to be the case. Says the Chasam Sofer, that word proved he's not dead. Proved he's not dead. You hear that? Proved he's not dead. If he's dead, it doesn't have to come out. The Mishnah would not have had to say, for health purposes, for hygienic purposes, maybe yes. But for halachic purposes, it doesn't have to come out. Proved he's not dead. Of course he's coming out, he's not dead. What is he? He's disoriented. He's unconscious. He doesn't have his faculties. He's all, you know, beside himself because he fell in. He's all, you know, people have when they have a near-death experience, they're all beside themselves. That's what it means. Therefore, there's no chashash that any nishach took place because he's all beside himself. Right?
If he's alive, he's conscious, but he's taking him out. He's worrying about getting out.
Exactly. That's exactly why it's okay.
No,
what if he's what?
He's alive.
That means he's completely in complete faculties.
Right.
Then you have to make a distinction. So if you read this without anything, any mepharshim, it seems dead or alive. If he's dead, it's mutter. If he's alive, it's usher. Which that doesn't mean that. It means that you have your faculties or you don't have your faculties. If you don't have your faculties, even if you're alive, it's still mutter. Why? Because the last thing on his mind is yayinessa. But if he had his faculties, and then it's as if he was just a miracle happened to him. He's just been saved from a great miracle. Of course, he's Yayin Esach. Of course, he's thanking his idols.
And he's being saved.
What do you mean? He's in there. He's alive. He's awake.
You're drowning the victim. You just want to get be saved, right?
I understand. So at some point, he realizes he's being saved, and he's all thankful. And he's still in there. So you throw him the what do you call it? What's that called? The lifesaver. He's in the lifesaver. He's sitting in there, holding on to the lifesaver. He's in the water. He's in the wine. Of course he's usher now. And the guy's half semi-conscious. He can't talk. He's all beside himself. Of course it's not usher.
As the miners are going up,
yeah, exactly. Midado bekana kol eila hayamaisev amu yimachir Rav Shimon Mater. Amu Rav Adabar Ava yinichol ol Rav Shimon brachas al rosho. We should give Rav Shimon a bracha. You know why? Because at least he's consistent. When you master something, you can drink it. You can take it to the bank. Because you also feel it enough. And when you ask something, he says also if enough. None of this half split rule. Master to drink, mutter banah. Said Rav Shimon, I don't hold from any of that. I'm Rav Chiya, right? One second. Amar of Chia Bereid of Abba Bar Nachmeni, Amar of Chista, Amar Av, Amar of Chista, Amar Z'iri, Halacha Kerv Shimon. We pass on Kerv Shimon. Ek at Amri, Amar of Chista, Amar of Abba Bar Chanan, Halacha Kerv Shimon, Halacha Kerv Shimon, Halacha Kerv Shimon, but you know what? If there ain't Halacha Kerv Shimon, Halacha Dala Kerv Shimon. Right? Exactly. Now, not Halacha, it's Vizarka, Bechamasa Labar, Zeha Yomaisa, Bahashira. Okay? Amar of Ashi, Ravashi makes the following statement. Call Shebizov Tamei. Any time a Zov will make something Tamei, Ove Kochavim Ota Yayinete, a guy will turn it into Yayinete. In other words, it doesn't mean anything. It means if a Zov touches something, he makes it Tamei. If a guy touches wine, he makes it Yayinete. If not, not. The problem is going to be, and the reason why, now, if you go through all the halachas of Zav, and all the halachas of Yayin Ezef, they don't match up. There are things that a Zav does that will cause tumah that a guy will not make Yayin Ezef. We're not talking about that. We're talking about one specific case. What if a Zav throws something at you? Do you become tameh? The answer is no. You don't. But, we're going to see here, we had it in the Mishnah, if a guy throws something at you, it does become tameh. So that was a shayla. So, kol shebezav tamei, b'vacham of the ayinetah. Kol shebezav tahar, if the zav will do something that will still result in tahira, ovin tochavim in osi ayinetah. By the case of the guy that doesn't make ayinetah. Okay, simple rule. Eitz vei, Rav Huna l'Ravashi, wait a minute. Not the letachav is bizarka b'chamaso labar. The Mishnah said that a guy was very angry, and he threw wine at you, and it went into the bar. And what did we say? Zal yamayse beit sha'an, v'chshiro. And they said it's okay. Right? Our Mishnah said it's okay. Why is it okay? Bechamaso in, shalom bechamaso lo. The only reason why it was okay was because he threw it in anger. What if he threw it at you in love? So it's master from the Mishnah, that would turn it into Yayinetah. The problem with that is, if a dog throws something at you, it doesn't make you tummy. So they're not the same. Okay? They're not the same. So, these next four words are very hard. Hasam, over there. The ka'azel mine umine. Right? What the reason why it would be utter, not because he threw it at you, but he kept on pushing it toward you. Wasn't really throwing. It's pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. So really the touching is really actual touching. That's in a chanami. If he threw something at you, maybe the guy would not make you would not become Yayinetza. Why? Because throwing does not make something tame if a zav throws it. And they go hand in hand. The rules of zav and rules of yayinetzah are hand in hand. So if he threw something at you, the Mishnah's mashma, that if he throws something, it does make yayinetzah. Only because it was anger it didn't. It doesn't mean he threw it. It means he pushed it along. Pushed it. It's like touching.
But what's the difference between anger and not?
What? So anger, we say, there's absolutely no intention of making anything yayinetzah. Why? The only reason he's touching is because he's angry at you. But if he's not angry at you, so the answer is it's not really throwing. If it's a genuine throwing, just like a zav throws something, it doesn't make you tamei. If a guy throws yayin at you, it doesn't make it yayin either.
So how does it connect back to the zav, though?
What? Because we said whatever a zav touches, whatever a zav does, any action a zav does that becomes tamei. Well, if a guy does the same action, if he throws something at you, it doesn't make you tamei. If it doesn't make you tummy, it doesn't make it. So how come over here, the Mishnah said, the only reason why the guy throws it and it's tahar is because he was angry. But if he's not angry, he would be tummy. No, he's not really throwing. He's really pushing it. So he's pushing it, he's touching it all along, and it's not the same case as the zav. No, he's only doing his anger at you. No, he's not thinking about God. No, he's not thinking about it. He's not thinking about his God. He's focused on you, he's a fit of anger. Stop thinking about that. No. It's not such a chacham.
It's an impulse, not a
throw. All right, we'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow at the Mishnah.